Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 this is your brother Van Silk, host of Hip Hop You Don't Stop, and I'm on the line with my brother and co-host Cool Cal the Star Child. What's going on, Cal?
What's up, baby boy Van Silk? How you doing, man? I'm here. I'm what you be. You know how we do.
I'm suffering through a massive toothache. This is the second season. This is the second season of Hip Hop and You Don't Stop, but I also want to go back and thank brother Michael Cofani, a.k.a. Disco Daddy, for being the host of the first season of Hip Hop You Don't Stop, which is brought to you by Tribe Family Channel and Genius is Common. And tonight, we have a very special guest. But before we get into our first show, which is now called Hip Hop You Don't Stop, in conjunction with part of When It Was Hip Hop, but everything from now on is going to be one-on-one. But I'd like to say a few things before we get into our first show, before we get into our guests. I want to give condolences to a few of our brothers in the culture of hip-hop that we lost over the last few months. I'm going back to Trisco from the Force MDs. I got to give out condolences to Yellow Benji, who is now with the Ghetto Brothers and was part of the gang movement that can help convert the gang from violence to community service. I'd like to also say out to, which a lot of people may not have known him, but he was very, very important to the early days of this culture, DJ Daryl Brown, a.k.a. Cool D, from the Harlem World Crew.
Yes.
And late, not too long ago, one of our brothers, TC Islam, who was a former minister of information for the Zulu Nation, was murdered in Atlanta. And we just lost Educated Rapper from UTFO. And yesterday, both Educated Rapper and Prodigy from Mobb Deep got their wings in celebration yesterday. And we can't forget Greg Marius from the Disco 4, who took over the Entertainment Basketball League, which was started in 1979 by Sal from Disco Fever in Mount Morris Park. So I just give a moment of real short silence to these brothers. And there's a few others out there, to all those who have left us no longer here. And like to say, you know, we'll miss you. And I guess we'll see you on the other side. Also, one of our sponsors, Bruce George, who was responsible for Def Jam Poetry. I want to say this to all our listeners, and especially to our pioneering brothers and sisters and legends that will be listening to this show. I need y'all to get your camera phone and do a drop for Bruce George, Genius is Common. Tell me what your genius is. Your genius could be anything that you do, and I need you to film it. It could be 30 seconds, 40 seconds. I've done mine. Last Poet done theirs, Malik Yoba, Kay Slay. You know, we all, Melly Mel has done one. Just get your camera phone and just tell everybody what your genius is and send it to BruceGeorge2@Verizon.net. And before we get into our fabulous guest tonight, our pioneering sister, I like to say there's two albums that came out yesterday, one by Jay-Z, 444, and one by Public Enemy. Public Enemy album is a free download. Chuck D put it out for free. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z album, I guess you have to get from Tidal. I love Jay-Z, but I'm not interested in trying to decode your messages and who you're talking about, and you're saying that your mother's now a lesbian. You could have said that without making the record. And, you know, there is a song on there in the video called Still Nigger, OJ, hashtag. I posted the video on Instagram today. If you like Jay-Z, It's Jay-Z's album, but you can go, Public Enemy album, you can Google it. It's free. Free download,
it's
Chuck
free.
D, 30th anniversary, 14th album. But tonight, we got a special guest on our show. Our first guest. She's from a pioneering rap group out of Columbia, South Carolina. They're the first female rappers to have a gold album. And they continuously to make good music. It was involved with a lot of the songs that came out at the Sugar Hill record label. And still in 2017, this sister is still making great music.
Yes,
and tonight,
sir.
From the group Sequence, but as also solo artists, I'd like to give a warm welcome to our sister, Cheryl LaPrell. What's up, Cheryl?
Hey, Van. How you doing? Hey, cool gal. I love
what
you.
What up, Cheryl? I love you, too, baby.
Love you,
that.
Both of you. I thank you for the many years. And I thank you for inviting me to come on the Hip Hop and You Don't Stop.
Our first show, Cheryl, we pick you, boo. We pick you.
Thank you so much for that. I thank you so much for that, and I hope it's a success for you guys.
And we're going to reverse it tonight, being the fact that you and Kyle was on the phone chit-chatting before we got on the air. I'm going to let Kyle handle most of this stuff tonight, and I'm going to jump in.
Okay.
Trying to keep the air off my tooth.
Okay. I know that toothache feel.
Yeah, we all know how that do.
Well,
Cheryl, first of all, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank
you. You know, we had an opportunity to deal with a lot of people because me and Van So do deal with a lot of people.
Right.
But, you know, we watch, we know what's going on, and we're quite
right.
aware of the state of the art of hip-hop. But I personally know how well you sing. Now,
thank you.
Yes, you're welcome, definitely. But what I really want to do, we're going to do the beginning very quickly, and let's get into what you're doing now, because what you're doing now is phenomenal, and it's just a testament of how strong you are, how strong your craft is, and how you stick to it, and how, and this is the most important statement I'd like to make at this point, how hard your grind is. And this is for all the listeners and all the people that want to get into this business. How hard your grind is, okay? Because you have a new product, and we all know your history, and we're going to go through that in a little bit. But, you know, what you're doing, you reinvented yourself, went back to your roots, and you hit them hard. And I love that.
Thank
but let's get into
you.
When you first decided to get with Angie. Well, we all know it's Angie Stone, but she was Angie B back then.
Right.
And you got with Blondie, and you became a group. Break
right.
that down very quickly. How did you wind up coming to New York very quickly to become the first female group to record and became what you became?
Well, it started when we were very young. I think it's like 75, we started doing all kind of talent shows, pageants, whatever we could get in, we got in. And this particular night, Sylvia Robinson brought the Sugar Hill Gang to the Township Auditorium, and we got backstage. Once we got backstage, and it was hard because, you know, we were told that we had backstage passes, and this, that guy said he was setting it up for us, but it didn't happen. And a guy named Harold Miles, God bless his soul, he was watching us out there, and he came to the door with the Sugar Hill jacket on, and he said, "What's the problem?" And we can't get in. We're supposed to get in there. We're supposed to have backstage passes. Nobody won't let us in. And so Harold liked Angie. And he was, "Well, come on, little chocolate thing. Come on in here." And she said, "You got to bring my girls with you." So I can't go if they don't go. And he said, "Oh, y'all come." So he took us backstage with the Sugar Hill Gang. And Miss Robinson was sitting back there in one of the rooms. And we kept saying, "We can sing, we can rap, we can outbeat those guys out there on that stage." And that kind of caught her ear. Another guy told us to send, at that time it was a tape, send the tape and we'll listen to it. And we're like, "No, we're not sending no tape. If you're going to hear us, you got to hear us now."
Ooh.
So Miss Robinson said, "I'll listen to y'all." Because she had already had three guys on stage, and to have three girls, I guess that in her eyes, if we were good enough, then we would match with what she was doing at the time. And so we got back there, we sung a couple songs, and it didn't quite hit her. And we were on our way out of the room, and I said, we didn't do Funk You Up. We said, can we come back in and do Funk You Up? And she said, sure, come on. And so we got in there and started singing, we're going to funk you right on up, we're going to funk you right. Get up, get up, get up, sit back down. She said, y'all rap too? And we said, yeah. She said, hold on 1 minute. So she got the band, Doug Wimpless, Keith LeBlanc, and Skip McDonald to come in. And so we started this humming, you know, humming the bass line, humming what we was doing and singing along. And then before you know it, they started playing the music. She told Blondie to come in first, and Gwen came in, then she told me, then she told Angie to come in. And everybody started running back in the room like, what's going on? We was having a jam session back there, and people was just like running to the room. And then she said, I love y'all. And she said, I'm going to make you girls stars. I'm going to send for y'all next week. So, of course, you know, in our mind, we done heard that before. People say they're going to send for us. But, right, you know, the way she said it was like, you know, this was real, because she said it again before she left out. I'm going to send for them. I'm going to call y'all next week. She got the phone numbers. So I'm going to call y'all next week, and I want y'all to get on the plane, and we're going to cut this. And I said, we was like, yes, ma'am, thank you, you know. And while the gang was on stage, we asked, could we go out there with them? And she said, yeah. And then we got out there and started almost like we were all meant to be at that particular time in that particular place. And we started jamming with them on the stage. So now all of our friends is on the stage with Sugar Hill Gang. We go back to come up. We're going to be stars. This lady going to send for us. And that Thursday she called us and said that, you know, to go to the airport, bring out, you know, ID and everything. And someone would pick us up when we got to Jersey. So Harold, the same guy that came and brought us in, he picked us up in Jersey. We went to the studio. She gave us $100 apiece to go get something to eat and take our bags back to the hotel. We got something to eat at McDonald's, and people was looking at us crazy with $100 beers and just wanting a Big Mac and some fries and a soda. But, right, you know, we did that, and then we went back in the studio. When we got back there, the band had already, you know, they were already ready for us, and we was running it down. Then they cut the track. Then we went in and did the vocals on the track. And it was like daylight. We went in, it was like 8 o'clock that night. I think it was like 7 or 8 o'clock the next morning before we came out. But everything was basically done. She mixed it down and told them not to touch the board. She was coming back in the next day to finish. And we was like, damn, it sounds like it's finished already. But she wanted us to come in and do hand claps and do a couple other things. And after that, she mixed it, got test pressers on it, sent it to Frankie Crocker at BLS and Mr. Magic at that time. We went to do an interview with Mr. Frankie Crocker. He played it. He liked it, which was amazing because they said he wasn't really into hip-hop like that at that particular time.
That's right,
time.
He really wasn't. Not in those days, he really wasn't.
And then we went to Mr. Magic and did an interview with Mr. Magic, and that's where I met Jahlil from Houdini at. He was an intern, I think, for Mr. Magic.
Yes, he was. Yes.
And the rest is history. You know, that we came back home after that. Blondie turned 20 October the 20th that year of 79. I turned 19 November the 19th of that year of 79. And Angie turned 18. We heard the song on the radio on my birthday. Then on Angie's birthday, we met them in Charleston, South Carolina, and hit the road with the gang. And we traveled with the gang basically everywhere for about almost 6 months to a year. And we would come off the road, go back on, come off, go back on. But in the meanwhile, we were being trained and taught how to do certain things and how to, you know, basically control what we were doing on stage.
Right.
And it was a great lesson. It was a school for me. Sugar Hill became my school. Yeah.
Right.
I was going to Benedict College, but didn't quite make it because of the break we had. So I made Sugar Hill my college, and I learned a lot from that.
Right. I remember when you guys first came to New York, I was emceeing at the Fever one night, and you guys were sitting at the bar, and you guys were straight country. You had just come from South Carolina, and you were all looking innocent and pretty, but you had that down south look. You know, we all New York guys, and this is the middle of the South Bronx, and we watching y'all, but you're sitting next to Sylvia Robinson, who had already did what she did with Sugar Hill Gang. And we knew she was there for a reason. And basically, make a long story short, I'm like, okay, who are these girls? And I'm like, what are they doing? So they put Funk You Up on, you know, Junebug played it.
Yeah.
And y'all just lit up. Y'all just lit up. And the looks on your faces was like, you know what? We in New York, and they playing out back at this club. And Grandmaster Flash was standing on the side, and Starsky was in the booth. I'm on the side. I actually had the mic in my hand, and they took it from me to make an announcement about something, and then Junebug put your record on, and you guys just lit. I'll never forget that. You used to hang out with a girl named Brenda. You remember Brenda?
Yes.
And Brenda whispered something in my ear, and that's a whole other story. But that's how.
She loves you.
Oh my God, you're going to say that on the radio. Okay,
She fell in love with you.
But that's how I got affiliated with you guys. And then I went out to Inglewood. But I was so proud of y'all because, like, you held your own. And, you know, I even used your record one night when I did a show in Philly. And I came on and just the instrumental and then ran into your vocals because the Funky Rub part was, like, it was so hot. And you guys did a great job. So let's fast forward over the years now. Angie does what Angie does, and she becomes Angie Stone. And we know where she got her last name from. You know, that's, you know, Rodney Stone.
Rodney
Stone, yes.
I
know that you can sing, Cheryl. I personally know you can sing. And I know how well you can sing. How did you feel about that when Angie reached into the R&B world, basically left rap alone because she wasn't rapping. She really wasn't.
Right, right.
And she stepped into that forte. How did you feel about that? And did you ever say, well, you know what? I need to come out and sing now. How did you feel about that? And what did you do about it? Because we're getting ready to come toward where you are, like, right now. But let's
Okay, well, during the time that Angie was pushing to move forward, we were all there with her, pushing her to move forward because Angie had done a lot of the lead vocals on, like, Love Changes, I Don't Need Your Love, Where Are You Tonight. She had made a big impact with her voice during that time. And I did some singing down at Sugar Hill as well, but I'm a hook master. I come up with hooks. I come up with chants that, you know, make people move, you know, on the floor. So when Angie got her start out into the R&B world, that just opened it up so that, okay, well, you know, she's not using her rap craft anymore. She's just doing the R&B stuff. But it just set me up to say, I'm going to do anything I want to because I can. And I know how to.
Right.
You know, more than anything, I wanted to have my own company, which is Black Bottom Entertainment, so that I could bring other artists in that's in my age range as well as the younger kids to come in and be able to do their craft without feeling like they got a rope around in there. So that's what made me come back. Even though I was out of the game because I got out of the game as my grandparents got sick and I had to come back home and take care of them. And, you know, my sisters, they had five kids between the two of them. My grandfather say, make sure the kids come up right, sure, before you leave again. So it took me 15 years to get back to the state and where I wanted to do music. I know what I wanted to do. And because there were 3, 4, 9, 15, and 16, and my sisters needed help. So I stayed home to make sure that the kids were grown enough or old enough that if anything went wrong, they could call Auntie wherever she is, I'm coming back. But but in the meanwhile, I kept recording. I kept doing recordings with Pow Wow from Soul Sonic. Force I did with LV out of Queens there. DJ Jazz. We call him Eric. I call him Big E. In L.A., the producer here in South Carolina that did Rhythm Changes for me. I also did two other songs with David Bright from Vertical Hole, Got Love and I Don't Feel Like Talking. And I just got, you know, just kept stacking my tracks for the time that I would be ready to step back into the game. But I didn't want to come through nobody else's company. And so I do a you know, basically do a lot of the things myself. I promote on Facebook and push my stuff on LinkedIn. And I have friends such as Cal and you, Van, that take and share my music out there with other people. I got a great report from one of my music pools, which said that I was number 4 on the urban hip-hop and Latin charts and number 2 on the indie charts. And as of probably next week or so, another week or so, it'll be a number 1 record on those charts. And I thank God for that. They say that UK Open London, that they are really going strong on it in Australia, in China, and in Brazil. And I said, okay, well, we just got to pick up here in the U.S. We got to get some of these DJs to start playing it here. You know, I thank God for the other countries, but you know, they, you know, if we can get them to start embracing new music from us, then that'll be a plus too.
And Cheryl, I wanted to jump in. I wanted to jump in and say, and don't forget the record that I'm still trying to figure out with Don't You Sit Back Down on Spring Records. You also recorded that record, which is a classic.
Yes, that was my first single after Sugar Hill.
Right.
Don't You Sit Back Down with Donald D. His brother Big Stats and all of them supported me. He wanted to do something with me. And so we got together and we started working on Don't You Sit Back Down. And
William Hamilton, it was William Hamilton, right?
Yes.
And God bless his soul because he brought me the Hollywood record, the Untang, and he brought your record. And then he going to take Rob Bass down the profile. Like, dog, come on, man, what are you doing? Well, can I get that record? But it was just so funny. And we're not going to get into the history side of things, but I want a lot of people, I want to clear the air that when Sequence came up from Columbia, they was really unaware of a lot of things that was going on in the Bronx and on the streets.
Yes.
And they constantly get attacked, you know, because they didn't, you know, because there was a lot of groups out hearing what was going on in the tri-state area. But when they came up and went straight to, they went straight to Sugar Hill. They didn't go to Boston Road or Forest Harbor. They just went straight into the studio because, like we say, rapping has been around for a long time.
Right.
Hip-hop is a culture. So not only did they see something different, they had to learn who everybody was before that, doing that. Like, who's Grandmaster Flash? Who's Herc?
We didn't know. We truly didn't know.
And can you explain that to the people? Like, y'all didn't really know.
We didn't know anybody but what was going on at Sugar Hill. And like I say, once we hit the road with the gang, we didn't come back to Jersey for a long time. And when we got back, she was telling us, I think we heard Grandmaster Flash, the Crash Crew, the Funky Four, and who else we may have heard during that time?
Spoonie G.
Yeah, we heard Spoonie, and we heard the Treacherous Three. Lady had a CD in, a tape in her car in her limousine, and she was playing these groups, and we was like, "Well, who are they?" And she was telling us, you know, these groups come out of New York and this, that, and the other. And then before we knew it, they were down at Sugar Hill. So we met them when they came down there. We didn't know them. I think even when we came to the Fever, Flash and they group was outside of the Fever, and they were saying all kind of stuff, Sequence, we're going to get you. And, you know, we were a little scary thing back then. You know, now, don't get me wrong, we'll fight anything to come our way. But, you know, it was kind of scary, like, oh, my God. But Bam and was at the door to meet us, and Sal greeted us when we came upstairs, and they made us feel so comfortable there that we started meeting people on our own once we got in there. And, we loved Junebug and Starsky and Hollywood and all of the DJs that came through. We would just, like, look at them, and we would be admiring them, but We didn't know anybody. I think I met Hurt when we did the Audubon. The Armory, yes.
I see a lot of people don't know you.
Said, this is DJ Herc, and we was like, you know, nice to meet you, but didn't have any background, didn't know anything about, you know, who he was or what he's done or anything. And as time went on, we got to meet people, and people would tell us about who they were. Of course, Flash and all of them, we learned them because we all traveled the roads together. And at that time, it was only 4 females on that road, and that's the sequence in Sha-Rock.
Right.
So she's the only female that we have ever traveled with on the road. Once she came to Sugar Hill and they came there, you know, then we took her up on the Owl Wings, and we was teaching her what they was teaching us, and life goes on.
Right, because a lot of people just don't understand. Like, y'all walked into, it was like the Sugar Hill Gang walked into, like, oh, you walked into a trap. Like, you walked into something that was going on, but they just didn't know. Like, nobody knew who the Sugar Hill Gang was, except, you know, some of us knew who Hank was. But the problem is trying to say, I don't want people to attack y'all on when y'all say, you know, we was told this, you know, because you wasn't there to witness it. And that was a conversation me and Angie had a few weeks ago from the Rolling Stone pieces, like your van. We know now, but we was told this at the time. It's like, if I can't tell you nothing about Motown, because I wasn't there. I only could recite what was told to me, you know. And we're just clearing up the history of it, and we're not going to get deep into it, because I'm going to ask this next question and give it back to Cal. And being the fact that, you know, coming from a writer and a singer, but going and transitioning to business, and now it's really not about the wax anymore. It's about the digital, and you have your company. What is it, Bottoms Up or
Black Bottom?
Black Bottom. Black Bottom. Mm-hmm. Could you explain to a lot of the artists that may be listening tonight what it took you to go and do Black Bottom? How does it work, and why artists need to get in touch with you if they want to collect their money from digitals? Because everybody still thinks they got signed to a record label and I need a video to be promotions. And no, could you please explain it to them?
Well, in my mind, music was made for us to be able to feel good, have a great time, listen to, you know, you got the good, the bad, and the ugly, sad songs, happy songs, songs that make every families come together. Music is meant for that. And I didn't do a video on this song for a reason. I wanted them to like the song. You know, I just put my picture there and I started posting it everywhere. But Black Bottom has been in the works for a long, long time. It's not just like I'm here and we're just doing this. Pow Wow is my partner, one of my partners, and we've been on this mission for a long time. But I kept doing research, and I kept, though I wasn't in the game, I kept doing my homework until I was ready to step back into the game. So once I got ready, I just put it out there. God said, put it out there and let's see what happens. And when the feedback became like, oh, sure, I love this song. You did a great job. I mean, you could read the feedback, and I would get happy, and it would just make me say, I'm on the right track now. And artists that want to submit their music, they can submit it to blackbottoment@yahoo.com. And what I do is I listen to it myself. If it's something good and I think that it's good for my company, we go with it. It's like a one-shot deal. If it works out for you and you're making money with my company, you're welcome to do your music here as long as you want to, as long as you're not talking about killing somebody, shooting somebody, bitches and hoes. I'm not with none of that. But uplifting and encouraging music is always wanted for this planet, for us to be able to live and be able to, because I remember in the projects I grew up in the Saxon home, when you heard a Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, or you heard, you know, a Gladys Knight and the Pips, On and On, and all of those beautiful songs that we were hitting with, Donna Ross, the Motown sound, those songs kept us, even if we didn't have nothing, we felt good.
Right.
We felt good. And you could hear music coming out of everybody's houses. Now they look like they have silenced the music so people can't really hear it like that. You don't hear the music coming out of people's houses like you did when we were coming up. So I wanted to bring something new to the table. And like you said, I write, sing, rap, and produce. I know how to go in the studio because I was taught by Ms. Robinson how to bake a cake and Mr. Robinson how to sell it. And I just basically deal with the DJs right now because I was told that if the DJs like your music, they're going to play it. And if they play it, people are going to hear it. They hear it and they like it, they'll buy it. So that's the page that I'm on right now. And plus, I'm going to do some heavy promotion. You know, anybody that's with my company, that's what I give back to them, is to be able to promote their music and push it out there through different venues and stuff like that. And it's 50-50 deal on record sales and merchandise. And people keep their publishing. I want nothing to do with that because that was taken from me. So I want to be able to help people get out there and understand what they're doing and try to help them to get to the platform in which they want to be at in this music game.
That's excellent. That's excellent. You know what, Angie? I mean, I'm sorry. You know, Cheryl, that's a very profound statement because we all know what this business is based on. Ben Silk knows very well. He's had years of experience working with the labels. In fact,
right.
him and Joe Robinson were very close. They were very close.
Right.
I recorded since 1980, you know, on the Joy profile, and I've been on a few labels myself. I'm
right.
in the process of making music now. Same
right.
experiences. So what you're telling people is you're letting them have their own publishing. Now, this is
yes.
mechanics right now, and young people have to understand something. This business is not just based on appearances, videos, being on TV, having the swag and the gold and the jewelry and looking like you're $1 million when you only have $10 in your pocket.
Right.
It's about comes in when those records sell and what you make
right.
on the road, because we all know we live and die on the road. But
right.
the mechanicals of the business are very important. What
yes.
made you decide to say, you know what, I have my own company, but I'm going to let these guys get their own publishing? You know, because publishing is where the money lives forever.
Yes, it's the forever money. And I decided to do that because at 56 now, I'm still fighting for my rights to my music
wow.
that I signed away when I was 18 and didn't know no better, you
wow.
know. And so I don't want anyone to ever have to go through what I have gone through or Angie and Blondie have gone through about hearing other people do your music, like Dr. Dre and Bruno Mars and all of these big names, Erykah Badu, De La Soul, En Vogue, Trina, the list goes on, Jennifer Lopez, Master P, Busta Rhymes.
Yes, ma'am.
When you hear
yes,
these
ma'am.
Type of names doing your music, and then it's in the movie Friday, it's in different movie settings, and you expect a check, but you don't get it because so many other people now have put their names on your music and your stuff, and you're the one that they're acing out. So now I had to lawyer up to get what is rightfully mine. And I wouldn't want anyone to go through what I went through because I went through some hard times that I shouldn't have had to go through. But by the grace of God, I'm still here, and I don't want to ever do that to anyone. Besides that, I write, sing, rap, and produce my own music. I'm going to be doing collabs with different people. I already got something on me and Melly Mel. I've been talking to Special K from the Treacherous Tree. We are going to be working on something. Talk to Raheem. Talk to Spoonie G. All of these are my brothers, and, of course, you, Cal. Anyone
mm-hmm.
from my time period that want to do something and come through my company is more than welcome, and the doors are open for the newcomers as well, as long as they're, like I say, it's something that is going to move the world, you know?
Very good. That brings us to today. That brings us to today. And I know Van Soka's wondering this. I'm wondering, too. I know what Angie's been doing. You know, we're all quite aware of her career. First of all, you look fabulous. I'm watching
Thank
how
you
look right now. Really,
Thank
you look great, Cheryl. I'm in love with you. You don't even know. You in that powwow. You in that powwow. But that's another story. But anyway,
yeah.
We Scorpios too. We both Scorpios, but that's another story.
Right.
Too. But anyway, do you foresee a sequence reunion somehow? You know, like let's say Andy's on the road, and I know y'all travel together and you're real close. Y'all do a few sets in an organized way where you do the sequence thing. Do you see that happening?
I can't speak for them. Angie has that her thing with that with her Angie Stone stuff. Sometimes she can bring us on, and then sometimes she can't. So, you know, we don't push that button. But Blondie and I did a sequence project called On Our Way to the Movies that I'm going to be releasing as well. And so that'll keep the sequence name out there. We all do individual projects. So hopefully, you know, in time before one of us leaves this earth, you know, we'll get a chance to stand back out there and show them how we did what we did. You know, I can't say when, though. I can't say that.
and speaking on that song, because tonight, you know, we the last 15 minutes of our show, we have a special mix by our DJ, Kevin Kev Rockwell, and only mix the movies. And
okay.
The songs you sent is in the mix, and then we got the sequence stuff at the end. But every time I listen to that to the movie song, it's like the Let's Do It Again.
Right.
Now, question, how were you able to use Let's Do It Again?
We got in touch with the publishing company, and they liked the song so much that they split the publishing with us 50-50 on the song. All of the stuff that I remake, even in rhythm changes, I did free from Denise Williams, took the bass line from that and just rewrote around it in the way that the producer, presented it to me. We working and it was just coming together. But I just go to the publishing companies and they ask us for certain information, the company out, my company name, and the information on the company. And they was like, we like this song so much, we're going to do a 50-50 with y'all. And we said, thank you, you know. So we get 50% off the publishing of On Our Way to the Movies, and the same with Rhythm Changes. But you got to go to the people that actually the publishers of that song,
right.
And you got to get a clearance from them in order to use their stuff, yes.
So from a business technical side, you didn't have to put no money up front to get the song.
No.
This is a lot of the pioneers and legends don't understand. If you do your business,
right.
You know, you because I have a song right now that we recorded with Spider D and Rodney C and Mr. Freeze, and we waited for Cal to give us the vocals, and we used two samples. And I'm like, listen, Chuck D told me, like, listen, Van, just let me know. I'll get those samples clear for you. Or just the publishing. It's never publishing. Sometimes you have to give it up if you don't have the money to license the tracks. And licensing can really kill you these days because they can just tell you something that you just can't get, you know?
Right.
And basically, the new songs you got out, because we really want to harp on that for the last 8 minutes of the show. Let the people know about the new songs that you have besides Going to the Movie and the one with Denise Williams' bass line. I like that one, too.
Yeah.
But I did get four of them, so harp on those new songs.
Yeah, I got the other one is called Got Love. Like I said, that was produced by David Bright. I did the writing on it. And I don't feel like talking. These are all both of these songs are original songs. The music done by David, and I did the writing on it. And he's like a brother to me as well. He's from the group Vertical Hole, the second group that Angie got into, and did very well with. Also, I try to find musicians and people that I know are not working. Or that has all of this music but no way to get it out. So when they send me something or I ask them to send me something that I can write to, and I basically pick out what I feel I can write to, and then we go from there. But I have a lot of original music that's coming to the front. I don't always sample, but if I hear something that's moving in that track, in an old track that I love, then I don't mind going ahead and doing that. And even if they take 100% of the publishing, as long as I can put the song out there, I'm good. You know, because I feel like, too, you know, some of the songs are old and people, they need that money. They need for us to come through and touch their music again, because that brings them a new income, another income from their music. So, but I'm really into original stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cheryl, a little birdie told me you've been sticking them pretty toes into the acting field. You've been sticking those pretty toes into the acting field, into the acting waters. Do you have aspirations to act? Tell us about that real quick.
No, from Facebook. A lady by the name of Miss Carolyn Mack, in which we're going to be starting to shoot her film very soon. I got a letter from her, the email from her the other day, where they're almost ready to start shooting this film, and she just fell in love with me from Facebook and said she wanted me in her movie.
Wow.
I have no experience. I have no experience. I've never done, you know, television or even thought about the movie screen like that. And she said, I think you'll be perfect for this part, Miss Peggy. So that's who I'll be playing, Miss Peggy, in her movie. And she said, don't worry, you just come and be you. I said, yes, ma'am. So, you know, other people are just reaching out for me for other things, and I thank God for it, you know. But
yes,
my thing is music. My thing has always just been music, so... You know, when they come at me and talking about movies and stuff, I'm like, yo, I don't know about that.
No, but you know what, Cheryl? Your spirit demands that. And, you know, you've been through a lot with the group and solo. And, you know, me and Van Silk are quite aware of your history and what has transpired over the years, the Sugar Hill years and everything else.
Right.
And your spirit is bringing things to you that you quite well deserve. I can personally attest to that.
Thank
and this
you.
Is something that maybe is meant for you. You never know. You might be the next. And I mean, you know, I can see you. I can see it happening. So
right.
That's a blessing. And, you know, with the Black Bottom Entertainment thing, these hot tracks you have, the new stuff you're working on, it all, hopefully, God willing, will come about to one great package where it'll be Cheryl Pearl's time. Van, so
right.
do you have anything else you want to bring to Cheryl real quick?
Yeah, I'd just like to say to Cheryl, you know, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Always.
You
always, man.
You're from North Carolina. As a little kid, from Columbia, as a little kid.
Right.
You know, I used to be down there every summer because my uncle lived at 2912 Chestnut Street.
Right over by my family. I'm surprised I didn't see you.
Right, and it's so funny because my parents wanted to move down there in 1968. I'm like, oh, come on now. And, you know, just over the years, going back and forth to the Carolinas and going to Holly Hill. And a lot of people don't know about the Red Wing skating rink that was owned by Gus.
Oh,
yeah. Like,
yeah.
He had like about 10 of them down there. And Two Notch Road and all that, Dutch Mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't know about all that stuff.
That's home for me, you know.
And it's still home for you. But
yeah.
As usual, before we close out, I like everybody to thank you guys for being with us on our first episode of Hip Hop You Don't Stop, When It Was Hip Hop, with our guest Cheryl the Pearl. I'd like to also thank our sponsors, Tribe Family Channel, and of course, Genius is Common. Make sure you make those videos. And as always, before we get into our mix with DJ Kevin Kev Rockwell, the Cheryl the Pearl mix, Cheryl, you have the floor to speak to the fans and your friends before we go out.
I would like to thank everyone out there that's listening, that's supporting my company, that's supporting my new music, and whatever comes my way. I thank Facebook and all my friends there that are they pray for me. They send me prayers in my messenger, and you guys know who you are, and I thank you, and I love you from the bottom of my heart. I hope and pray that I do well so that others that come behind me do well. I've been in the jungle. I know where the snakes are, and I know what they look like. So just know that Cheryl is coming back, and Cheryl is coming back strong. You understand? And, again, I'd like to thank Hip Hop Don't Stop. stop and you don't stop. I like to thank Van Silk. I like to thank Cal, Cool Cal, and I'd like to thank DJ Kevy Kev and Beverly Black for inviting me to be on Hip Hop and You Don't Stop. I love you guys. Thank you.
And there you go. This is Van Silk and Cool Cal. Right, Cal? We signing off. We sign off to get to this mix.
There we go.
Okay. We'll let you know who our next. We'll let you know who our next guest will be. It's going to be a big surprise. And this is Hip Hop.
This is Van Silk and Cool Cal.
Yep. We are out, y'all. We are out. Y'all have a great
show. This is Van Silk and Cool Cal. Checking in on Hot Rod Radio, when it was Hip Hop Radio Show, Life and Lifestyle. Yep, I'm with my man, the greatest of them all, Hip Hop Ambassador, DJ Kevy Kev Rockwell. Make sure you check us out. Text mix. This is Van Silk and Cool Cal. They're out.
Okay, y'all. We...
I will, sir. I'll call you, baby. Yo, Sophie, I'm in charge of a for you a while.
Banging it, beating it, freaking and faking it. Why do it in the morning?
That's right, John. The ambassadors of hip hop. We like to welcome Cheryl the Pearl from the Sequence Girl.
Lifetime, we are all considered geniuses. So I'm down with the movement called Genius is Common. What's my genius? I was one of the, from the first generation of hip-hop promoters, I was one of the last promoters. To all my peers of the Ray Chandlers and AJs and man Diplight and Mike and Dave and Sandwich and Inner City Disco and to Nubian Productions. And I kept things popping. My genius is that I was told I could never put together the first pay-per-view special for black music, which was Rappermania. 55 acts, that was $2.5 million. My second genius, and what I said was the Rakim versus Big Daddy Kane and LL versus Kool Moe Dee. Yeah, it didn't happen because certain participants felt that they didn't want to battle, but the money was there. So my third genius for TV was putting together Sisters in the Name of Rap. That was all the females available in 1991, which I did with John Cher, who did Woodstock 2. My fourth genius is, yes, I've ran record labels, worked at record labels. The last label I worked at, I was supposed to be working on getting Lauryn Hill's album out in Crisscross. Still to this day, Lauryn Hill haven't dropped that album when RCA sent me out to work at Rough House Record with Joe Nicola. There's a lot of genius in everybody. From the urban modeling game, from working with Buffy the Body, the Hoops, to Esther Baxter, to Gloria Velez, to Sunday Carter, to Brooke Bailey, to creating Titanium Girls magazine, to working with Compton's Most Wanted, helping them with their deal, to working with my boys Prince Vince and them out of Detroit, to working with the DBL crew out of Atlantic City. That's the genius. The genius is that you continue on putting things together. The naysayers will say, yo, all talk and no action. Where's your action? I'd improve myself. Put ideas in the collective bargaining together because you gotta be a genius. Never let nobody say that you can't do nothing. But in the end, in order to be a genius and for it to be common, you got to be fair. If it's about you, you're going to fail. If it ain't about a collective bargaining, then genius is common. This is your boy, Van Silk. There's a lot of surprises coming in 2017. Genius is common. And to all you people that want to tell me you want to book me for speaking and all psychologists, my genius is Paulette Cunningham is my manager and agent. Get in touch with her. Van Silk is out. Bruce George, genius is common. I'm out, y'all. That's it.
By the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun, and I guess to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so vicious. I got bodyguards, I got two big dogs that definitely ain't the wax. I got a Lincoln Continental and some new Cadillacs. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking about checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some swag and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, holiday in. See, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. A Master G, or my Mellow, is on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toes. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting in your seat. And then, damn, they start doing the freak. I said, bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shaking dairy. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Who's the short shot MCs for the affair? Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop, the pop, the pop, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is kiss a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girl, get on the floor. Come alive, yo, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
Said a hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, a hopper, you don't stop. Rockin' to the bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie bead. Well, skittle bee bop, we rock a Scooby-Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause it rocks in a row with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie, bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique, come on, everybody, and dance to the beat. The boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. I say I can't wait to the end of the week when I rap it to the rhythm of a groovy beat and attempt to raise your body heat. I just blow your mind so with that you can't speak and do a thing but a rock and shuffle your feet and later change up to a dance called the freak. And when you finally do come into your rhythmic feet, rest a little while so you don't get weak. I know a man in Hank, he has more rhymes than a serious bank, so come on Hank, I sing that song until the rhythm of the boogity bang bang the bomb. The dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight, but I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside and to the front, you do the freak bank and do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Trevor's trio, I win the serious joint. And from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme, because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. I was coming home late one dark afternoon. Reporter stopped me for an interview.
interviews, she said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic. At the turntable, this young reporter I did adore. So I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn, fly guy, I'm in love with you. Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you sure they can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air and pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party harder like you just don't care. Let's do it, I don't stop, y'all, I take a talk, y'all. You don't stop, I go hotel, motel. And what you gonna do today? Get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, God, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest of Master G so he can shock the house.
It was 12 o'clock, the one Friday night. I was rocking to the beat, feeling alright. Everybody was dancing on the floor, just went all the things that never did before. And then the fly, fly girl with a sexy lead. She came into the bar, she came into the scene. As she traveled deeper inside the room, all the fellas checked out her white ass shoe. She came up to the table, looked into my eyes, then she turned around and shook her behind. So I said to myself, it's time for me to release my vicious rhyme, I call my masterpiece. And now people in the house, this is just for you. A little rap to make your boogaloo. Now the group you hear is called Phase 2. And let me tell you something, we're a hell of a clue. Once a week, we're on the street just to cut the jam and make it free. For you to party, got to have the mood, so we'll get right down and give you a groove. For you to dance, you got to be hot, so we'll get right down and make it rock. Now system's on and the girls are there. You definitely have a rockin' affair. But let me tell you something, there's still one fact, that to have a party, got to have a rap. So when the party's over, you're making it home and trying to sleep before the break of dawn. And while you're sleeping, you start to dream and think of how you dance on a disco scene. A name appears in your mind, yeah, a name you know that was right on time. It was Phase 2, I just a do and a do, rocking you down, cause you know we come to the rhythm of the beat that makes you free. Come alive, girl, get on your feet. To the rhythm of the beat, to the beat, to the double beat, beat that makes freak, to the rhythm of the beat that says you go on and on until the break of dawn. I got the man coming on right now. He's guaranteed you don't doubt. He goes by the name of Wonder Mike. Come on, Wonder Mike, do what you like.
I say a can of beer that's sweeter than honey, like a millionaire that has no money, like a rainy day that is not wet, like a gambling fiend that does not bet, like Dracula without his fangs, like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang, like collard greens that don't taste good, like a tree that's not made out of wood. Like going up and not coming down, it's just like the beat without the sound. On down to the beat, beat, you do the freak. Everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni's soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite, he ain't finished, oh, that's full. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so keep piling for more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken's fully rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. Oh, with a hip hop, the hippie to the hip of the hip, hip a hoppy, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang. You can say up jumps the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said, Hank, can you rock
Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? Or can you hit me to the shoo-be-doo? I said, I come on, make the people move.
I go juice the hoses and ring the bell, because I am the man with the clientele. And if you ask me why, I rock so well in Big Bang. I got clientele from the time I was old to 6 years old. I never forgot what I was told. It was the best advice that I ever had. It came from my wise and dead old dad. He said, sit down, punk, I want to talk to you. And don't say a word until I'm through. Now there's a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to live and a time to die, a time to break and a time to chill, to act civilized or act real ill. But whatever you do in your lifetime, you never let an MC steal your rhyme. So from 66 to this very day, I'll always remember what it had to say. So when the sucker MCs try to chump my style, I let them know that I'm versatile. I got style, finesse and a little black book. It's filled with rhymes and I know you want to look. But the thing that separates you from me, and that is all originality, because my rhymes are on. From what you heard, I didn't even bite, not a dot word. And I say a little more later on tonight, so the sucker MCs can fight on. I take a top, y'all, a beat, y'all, and let's rock, y'all. Get no stop, go hotel, motel. Or what you gonna do today?
Say what?
I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some swag and drive off in a death. Oh yeah, everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Say if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I like that, y'all. I just a beat, y'all. A beat, y'all. You know, stop. I'm Master G. I'm on Melo. It's on you. So what you gonna do?
Well, I like Johnny Carson on the late show. I like Freddie Crocker in stereo. I like the barcade singing Holy Ghost. The sound of those sounds. I definitely the most is like my man, Captain Sky. His name's the Earn with the Super Sperm. We rock and we don't stop. Get on. I'm here to give you what you got to the beat that it makes you freak. Come alive, girl, get on your feet. I like a Pepsi Mason without a case, like Sarah Foster without her face, like the bar case on the mic, like getting right down for you to not like moving your body so you don't know how. Right to the rhythm and slow down, like some of the lines is the Master G, the brother who rocks your viciously. And at the age of one, my life begun. At the age of two, I was doing it too. At the age of three, it was you and me. Rock you to the sounds of the Master G. At the age of four, I was on the floor, giving all the feet what they bargained for. At the age of five, I didn't take no job with the Master G. So the way live. At the age of six, I wasn't picking up sticks, rapping to the beat, my thing was good. At the age of seven, I was rocking in heaven, don't you know? I went off, I gotta run on down to the beat, you see, getting right on down, making all the girls just take off, take off to the beat, to beat, to the double beat, beat that makes you free. At the age of eight, I was a really great, so very nice to see.
Definitely.